such kind of mapping between the verb argument structure and the sentence structure represents the case of semantic asymmetry. The verb carries more information than it lexicalizes in a syntactic construction. The question is, why is it possible for some arguments to get lost, figuratively speaking, on the sentence level? The possible explanation here could be that the event described by the verb is conceived of as something solid, the bonds between the arguments representing its participants being so strong that not all of them have to be mentioned. Information contained in those arguments which do not surface in sentence, like in sentence one before, or in sentence one here, right? The arguments which do not surface, which are location and instrument, they can be entailed from the ones which are actualized. If some arguments have to be specified, they are actualized, as for example, in sentence two, she wrote her name on a piece of paper where we specify location, or in sentence three, she wrote her name with her pencil where we specify instrument. If you have a look at sentence four, she wrote her name on paper with a pencil, it sounds a bit unnatural because its elements are not specified and they could be entailed. Actualizing them makes the sentence semantically excessive.